Happy Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth. It's Friday, and it's been a busy week full of little holidays. We had a 312 day for Chicago, and 313 day for Detroit, and 314 day for St. Louis, and Pi Day, and tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, and whew, it's getting a little crazy out there. Thanks to our underwriters, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for your support of the Coffee Hour. You can find them on their website at cuw.edu, or you can go to our website, kfuo.org, and find them in the underwriter section. So Friday also means that today's the last day that I'm on my own. That means Andy will be back next week. But I have one more day of guest hosts. And today I have another Andrew in studio, Andrew Fondo.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Did I say it right?
You did. Excellent.
Oh, man. And you are, what do you do? Tell me what you do.
That's a good question. I often ask myself
that, too. I mean, what do you do here?
Yeah, right. So I'm the AVP of Product Strategy for Concordia Plan Services. Concordia Plan Services oversees the benefit trust for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. So the workers of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod given worker benefits all the way back 50 plus years ago.
Wow.
And we now oversee those trusts to make sure that we have dollars in there to pay out the benefits from a pension side, health plan side. And so my role is to actually look at what we're going to do next.
Mm-hmm.
So healthcare is ever changing. And so we're trying to make sure that we provide the best quality of benefits for all the workers across the country and then across the globe as missionaries go out as well.
So you have a very important job.
I don't know, but making sure that we provided the promise that was given all those years ago at Synod and Convention. So that I guess would deem it to be important.
And yes. You have a fan club that's watching you.
Great. That's excellent. Wow.
They're all staring at you.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Maybe they heard that
no
it was
idea.
Maybe they heard it was Pi Day or something before and thought there'd be pie left over, but there isn't. So
that's sad.
Yeah. You know.
But tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day and 317, which is my old stomping grounds of Indianapolis. So that's
there's a lot of area code days in March.
I guess probably in every month, do you think?
Maybe. Now I have to go look it up.
Yeah, it could be.
The fan club is growing. This is great. I'm enjoying watching this.
This is dangerous, isn't it? It makes for good radio when they can't see.
I know.
I did go get my hair cut again. Every time I'm
on,
I think I get my hair cut just to be on the radio. But
it makes you feel better.
It does, yeah.
Even if nobody can see it.
I feel great.
Yeah, makes you like super confident.
Absolutely.
So for your job, you get to travel a lot.
A lot.
Like a lot.
Yeah. Ask my wife. She'll tell you. It's a lot. So we have a 7-month-old at home, and so it makes it a little difficult. And I think next week is the first full week that I am actually here in St. Louis for the entire week since almost the first of the year. So just got off of back-to-back trips from New York City, which provided two nor'easters, which was rather entertaining.
Oh, yeah. You were there during... How much snow did you get to see?
You know what?
Did you lose count?
the city didn't get as much snow as what they did outside of the city. So the city kind of heats up a little bit, and it was windier than windy. And they have this stuff that comes down as rain and then comes in as snow and then hits you just like rain.
Mm-hmm.
Very bizarre.
Yeah.
People, you can see the tourists that want to try and bring out their umbrellas. Doesn't work so well. But definitely had a good time out there. The last time that I was out there, I was speaking at a pharmacy conference that was out there. So thrilling topic of prescription drugs.
Wow.
Lots of changes that are going on in that space. Things continue to escalate as far as cost and new inventions every day, it seems, to try and prolong our life here on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very important topic that we try and stay on top of.
I'm really glad that you care about this so much, because I care about it, but probably not to the extent that you do and you're able to then engage people in these topics.
Yeah, that's
which is
the goal.
Great.
The goal is to try and bring it to people like you so that you do engage.
Yeah.
Because chances are at some point you'll be on some medication and mm-hmm. Hopefully not one of the ones that they're coming out with new on some of these rare conditions, because that means you'd have a rare condition. But we're talking about costs that for some sorts of interventions are upwards of $1 million.
Wow.
They're feeling like they're getting closer to having people that were paralyzed be able to walk again.
Wow.
And that one, they're talking perhaps $25 million. Now, who can pay for that? I'm not sure. But it certainly provides some help to people that we didn't think was there. And
yeah.
It brings kind of the passage alive in Mark where Jesus says, is it easier to forgive, to say your sins are forgiven, or easier to say pick up your mat and walk? And we're starting to see, actually, he was spot on again. It's easier for you to say pick up your mat and walk here as we continue to have some interventions that come out of that medical space. So also have to watch for the ethical dilemmas that are in play there. So we're also keeping an eye on that.
That's fascinating. The things I learn on a Friday with guest hosts.
That was pretty deep.
Yeah.
We probably should just kind of make it a little bit lighter than that. That seems a little deeper.
it is the coffee hour.
Yeah,
and you don't even have coffee.
True. Yeah, water does me well. So
I know. I have Indonesian coffee from Indonesia today.
Wow.
It's really, really good. One of our we have somebody visiting the International Center from Indonesia, and he left coffee on my desk yesterday, and it's really good.
I could have brought you some burnt coffee from New York, I think, or
I don't know. I'd have to compare.
Yeah, I mean, it is. What is it? An elf that they have the world's best cup of coffee that they have out there?
Yeah,
right, I should have tried to track that down and brought it back for you.
Oh man, I love that movie. It's my favorite Christmas movie.
It is, and it's all too real out in New York City.
That's awesome. So you're in New York City recently. Where else have you traveled, I don't know, lately? Or what's your favorite place that you've been to?
I find myself going up to the northern parts of the U.S. quite frequently, hitting up Minnesota and Wisconsin quite a bit.
Oh, fun. You're from?
From northern Minnesota,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, you can't tell, can you?
Not at all.
You betcha. So I find myself going up there quite a bit. Otherwise, I recently had a trip down to Tucson, Arizona that was fantastic.
Mm.
It was for another conference. Beautiful part of the country. I've been to Phoenix before, never to Tucson. That was outstanding. Coming up, I go out to San Diego. So that's beautiful.
Warm.
And then I hit up Texas quite a bit as well. Great Lutherans down in Texas, and spend a lot of time down there with some of our churches and schools. I think it's the most thrilling part of my job is to see the difference in architecture in some of our churches, and to see some old and some of the modern architecture of those churches. Also to see where we have some places that are booming and other places that, you know, we try and help and pray that the Lord would send a blessing on them. So it's we get to see all walks out there.
Absolutely.
It's great.
That would be really fun to be able to meet people all across the country that are brothers and sisters in Christ,
yes,
too.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And it also, the world shrinks. You start to see just how wide our net is cast. We were out in that conference in Tucson, actually. And I always talk about where I'm from, who I work with. And a gentleman came up to us afterwards and said, hey, you know those volunteer treasurers that you were talking about that help out with all this? I'm one of them. He was from, I think he was from upstate New York, actually, and is the treasurer of his church in upstate New York. When we were out in New York City, actually, the driver of the car that we were in, he said, where are you guys from? We told him, worked for Concordia. He says, oh, so you're Lutheran? Yes. And he says, I grew up LCMS and still am LCMS. So he goes to one of our churches out there. It's fantastic to see that, to see those people that are just those sitting in the pew and soaking up the word. And we are able to have great connection right away.
That's awesome. We like to play Lutheran bingo with guests that come in studio, because between Andy and me and and my husband.
Yes.
All from slightly different parts of the country and going to Concordia's especially.
Right.
There's rarely a person that isn't connected between
absolutely,
all
yes.
of us.
Yeah, we can find it pretty quickly. Yeah, it goes rather quickly, especially my parents went through the Concordia system. So my dad went to Concordia, Milwaukee back in the day when it was high school. Then he met my mom at the junior college there. Mom goes off to River Forest. Dad goes to senior college in Fort Wayne, then comes to the seminary in St. Louis. So when you go through those systems like that, it doesn't take long.
No, I think it's like normal people is like 6 degrees of separation,
right.
And Lutherans is like one.
Yes, exactly. That is exactly it. Yep, that's absolutely true.
It is true. That is true. We have about a minute left, but do you have a favorite, I don't know, favorite place you've been or a favorite thing that you've been able to do because of being able to travel so much?
You know, I would say that the one thing that I think my dad taught me the most was to enjoy the food in different parts of the country and not go to the chain restaurants.
Yeah.
So that has probably been the most fascinating thing for me, is to try some of these places that I wouldn't have otherwise tried.
That's
and,
true.
You know, sometimes you go and you think, this might be a little seedy for my taste. I don't know what this is going to be like. And then you find out that was outstanding.
Yeah, you learn a lot about a culture, even in the U.S., a pocket of a culture just by eating the food.
Yes. And you also realize how much we rely on star ratings, right?
Yeah.
Wow. That is, that's a big deal for those places.
That is true. Well, Andrew Fondo, AVP for... I have it written down.
Product
strategy, man, for Concordia Plan Services. We'll be back with a pretty fantastic guest on the other side of this break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Coffee Hour on KFUO.